floats to the sea. Everything spins round the sun. What if you could stay right here with me? That is a revolution. That is a revolution. That is a revolution. That is a revolution. That is a revolution.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
I'm gonna find bridge and get inside the castle wall. We'll wave to all our subjects, 'cause you're the queen and I'm the king. We'll fly on our pet dragon and we'll find the golden ring.
WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
She lost her desire. There's no more eyes on fire. She's in deep denial. I miss her way. I miss the way.
potion she offered me. I found myself on the floor. Then I looked into the really green eyes and I told her what I came for. She's just a double woman with evil on her mind. Beware the double woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a double woman with evil on her mind. Beware the double woman, she's gonna get you from me.
Thank you. Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about tossing me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
I won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford!
We're not that far along, so